Top of the eighth inning now, and the lead batter here for the Philadelphia Phillies is Bobby Wine. He'll be followed by Billy Klaus, who will come out to bat for the pitcher Jack Hamilton, and the top of the batting order, Tony Taylor. 4-1, Houston out in front, eighth inning. Here's Nottebart's windup now, and the first pitch into Wine, swinging a foul. Wine is 0-for-1 tonight, and has drawn a base on balls. Only time he has been up officially was when he bounced to the shortstop. Right-handed batter. One strike. Nottebart checks his sign again now with John Bateman. There's the windup, and the next pitch in now to Bobby Wine. There's a ground ball to the left and picked up by Temple. There's the throw to first base. Got him by about six or seven steps. It looked like that might go through. But Johnny Temple raced to his left, shot it over to first base, and there's one out. Billy Klaus now is going to bat for the pitcher Jack Hamilton. That's 7 1/3 innings of no-hit ball now for Nottebart. And Billy Klaus is coming on to bat for the pitcher Hamilton. Klaus is hitting 0-59, a left-handed batter. He has one hit this year and 17 times at bat. Temple comes in to talk to Nottebart, as does the shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Meanwhile, down in right field, Ryan Duren is warming up, and he will come on to pitch the bottom half of the eighth as Hamilton has been removed now. Umbright is still in the bullpen for the Colt 45s in left. Nottebart asks for a new baseball now from the plate umpire at Fargo. That game is still held up at San Francisco. Galen Sisco started for New York and Billy Pierce for San Francisco. Here's Klaus. Here's Nottebart's windup and the pitch in now. And Klaus takes it inside above the knees, ball one. Los Angeles leads Pittsburgh 2-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Joe Gibbon is on the mound for the Bucks, and Bob Miller is pitching for the Dodgers. St. Louis beat Cincinnati tonight 11-2. One ball, no strikes. Klaus takes it inside and low. A curveball, ball 2-2 and nothing. Tony Taylor will be up next. Joey Jay lost his seventh game of the year tonight. He's 1-7. And Ernie Broly 0-1 for the Cardinals. Home runs by George Altman, Julian Avier, Dick Rhode, and Stan Musial. Ball two and no strikes on Billy Klaus, who's batting for the pitcher Jack Hamilton, top half of the eighth inning. Strike on the outside corner at the belt. Ball two and strike one. Now Wudashik is starting to throw again down the left field line. As we mentioned, Umbright was out there, so we have a right-hander Umbright, left-hander Wudashik. Houston leading 4-1, top of the eighth, one out. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Klaus. There's a ground ball back to the set, down the first base side. Runnels makes the pick up the play in time. They just got him. So Klaus dribbles one down the first baseline, and Runnels makes the unassisted put out. Two away. Here's Tony Taylor. 7 2/3 innings now for Nottebart, and no hits. The 45s have banged out six tonight off of Jack Hamilton. Here's Tony Taylor. He's been up twice officially. The last time up, he walked. And prior to that, he grounded out and popped out foul. Tony Taylor, right-handed batter. Houston 4 and Philadelphia 1. Here's Nottebart's windup in the pitch now. Taylor takes a soft curve that came in a little bit inside around the belt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two outs and nobody on. Top half of the eighth. Houston leading 4-1. Here's the pitch in now. There's a start of a swing. He checked it, and it caught the outside corner at the belt, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 count. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Nottebart ready again. Here's the pitch now. Taylor takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees. One and two. Tony Taylor, right-handed batter. Nottebart checks that sign again now with John Bateman. Here's the windup and the pitch into Taylor. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Nottebart has eight innings of no-hit ball going for him as he gets his eighth strike out of the ballgame. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go now to the bottom of the eighth with Houston leading 4-1.